I do hope that we will allow ourselves to care, to care, to care. And regardless of ethnicity or race, regardless of social class, none of that should matter. Ladies and gentlemen, even nationality should not matter. The fact that humans are in need of rescuing should be all that matters. Whether it's having a beautiful home in the forest burned by flames of fire, lives destroyed by flames of hatred, we should allow ourselves to care enough that at the very least, no one's hate-filled rhetoric can cause us to feel malicious and hostile towards those who need us. What if the shoes were on the other feet? What if the situation was reversed? What if, for whatever the reason, you found yourself needing to be rescued? How would you want others to respond to your needs? In other words, how would you want them to respond to you? It's too easy for us so often to allow the worst that can be found in mankind to drive the way we think and feel and speak about other people's misfortunes, other people's pain, other people's miseries. How can we allow ourselves to degenerate to the point where we see or hear about or read about other people's misery, and all we can find within ourselves is hostility, malice, meanness? It's all we feel for them. How? What does that say about us as individuals, as a group? When we can allow ourselves to be that kind of person, that kind of people. That obviously people are in great need. We talk so much about how we care about children, and we see that children are on the run for their lives, and we still don't care. How do we become that kind of person, those kind of people, that we see children, the looks on their faces, telling the story of pain and suffering, confusion, weariness, and even for them, the children, so many find it easy to say, so what? And worse, hoping for the worst. Well, as a reminder, of course, this Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. Hey, how many of us will be able to find it in our hearts? Those of you who have taken the mean-spirited positions against those who have been in need of rescuing, how many of you can find it in your hearts to mellow out enough that you can change your position because Thanksgiving is here? The period of Thanksgiving where we look at what our Creator has done for us and we express our thanks to Him. Can those giving up thanks be sincere enough that you begin to genuinely care about those who are running for their lives, those who are distraught because of what they have lost, because of what they have had to leave in order to maintain their sanity. Well, either way, Thanksgiving is here. It'll be here in 2 days. And for those of you who may have missed the announcement, those of you who heard it but may have forgotten, this Thursday and Friday, I will be simulcasting with our gospel station, 96.9 FM, your praise and inspiration station. And while I'm thinking about it, while I'm talking about that, I want to wish you right now a very happy Thanksgiving for all of you who really embrace commemorating and celebrating the giving of thanks. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And remember, this will be a good time to look at how we can go about the business of coming together. We have a lot that's coming against us as individuals, as family, as race, as community, you name it, as a nation. You may not see it that way, but we have a lot coming against us as a nation, as an earth. See what we can do to bring ourselves together this Thanksgiving. Let's get rid of the hypocrisy, all the pretending, all the game playing, and let genuineness flow. Let's not have the prayers of Thanksgiving, prayers of unity and peace, and still at the exact same time have your minds made up of how you're going to go after some of the people who will be eating with you.